The Civic Theater's production of Hello, Dolly! Has everything you could want in a big Broadway show. A Jerry Herman score, hummable tunes, a talented supporting cast, strong vocals, and a lead actress with the chops to nail one of American musical theater's best-loved roles. One key to successfully portraying matchmaker Dolly Levi is a close relationship between lead performer and the audience. And that's where Lori Moore's star shines brightest. Early in the show, she sets the table as she reveals her character's talent for meddling in all things related to love with the engaging number, I Put My Hand In. Moore also draws us in with an aside as she confides her desire to marry penny-pinching Yonkers merchant Horace Vandegelder. Later, Moore holds the house in rapt attention with an emotional declaration to her late husband that after years alone, she now intends to rejoin the human race. She seals the deal with her steady build into the powerful Act One finale, Before the Parade Passes By. In a show about second acts and love, it's no surprise that this production of Hello, Dolly! Has a strong second act of its own. The reason is simple. Director Tony Humbrickhauser has ensured that his actors have clearly established appealing characters in Act One, whom we care about and are attached to throughout Act Two. Ken Holda as Cornelius Hackle and Michael Davis Arnold as Barnaby Tucker breathe life and energy into a boys' night on the town in New York. Their goal on this journey toward manhood, kissing a girl. Objects of their affection include Taylor Goodbranson as milliner Irene Malloy. She sets her cap for Cornelius, and sidekick Minnie Fay, played by Sarah Taylor, is matched with a reluctant Barnaby. Goodbranson delivers the evening's vocal high point in Act One with a sumptuous rendition of Ribbons Down My Back. She joins Taylor, Arnold, and Holda in Act Two for the foursome's charming after-dark strut through the city in elegance. Front and center in establishing the rollicking atmosphere of Harmonia Gardens, the setting for key scenes in Act Two, are eight tuxedo-clad galloping waiters who serve, sing, and entertain with a virtual three-ring circus full of acrobatic acuity, dance maneuvers, and precise drills with trays and food. Credit Joseph Nicastro for the choreography in this and other scenes. The most important function of this male chorus is to usher in the show's title character with the show's title number. Hello, Dolly! Has all the appeal and spectacle you might expect this well-known song to have, largely because of the personal connection Moore's character has with members of the waitstaff. She calls each by name. They respond and warmly welcome her back into the restaurant she once knew. It's a nice touch that makes Dolly even more desirable as a partner for the grumpy and cold-natured Vandegelder, wonderfully rendered by Hal Hobson Morse. While all of the frenetic activity by the waitstaff is a joy to behold, it also serves as a diversion for the attention of Vandegelder. More importantly, it assists Dolly in the rehabilitation of this monetary and emotional miser. Hal Hobson Morse, though at first immovable as one devoid of empathy and human feeling, wavers under Dolly's direction as she falsely assures Horace that she has no desire to marry him. After Ken Holda's moving tribute to Cornelius's love for Irene in It Only Takes a Moment, and a night in an empty jail cell, cracks appear in Vandegelder's heretofore resolute armor. Hobson Morse completes the believable transformation in his feed store as he caves in to the woman he knows he must marry if she will have him. His solo rendition of the title song is not the warm welcome back heard from the waiters, but an acknowledgement that he now sees Dolly in a new light, as his bride-to-be and is a woman to be reckoned with. The music, the acting, and other technical elements make this splendid production of Hello, Dolly! The perfect opener for the Civic's 90th season. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.